It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New unemployment claims in Colorado have dipped below 10,000 for the first time in 3 months. State labor officials say nearly 9,900 claims were filed last week. That's down from a peak of 104,000 claims in early April, when Colorado's economy was just beginning to feel the pinch of the pandemic. The industries most affected by job losses this week include food service, education, retail, and manufacturing. Colorado's Democratic U.S. Senate primary continues to get a lot of attention in this month's election, but there are other noteworthy races, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
On the Republican side, there are 10 state legislative primaries. One House race that covers part of Jefferson County has been especially competitive, with TV ads and multiple flyers. Democrats have 9 primaries in different parts of the state. Next week's election also includes 6 races for district attorney. Unaffiliated voters can participate, but must choose between submitting a Republican or Democratic ballot. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
The state Supreme Court is considering how to apply the rules for common law marriages to same-sex couples. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state's justices heard 2 cases yesterday.
One case centers on whether the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized same-sex marriage applies retroactively so that same-sex relationships that began before the 2015 decision can qualify as common law marriages. The other case examines Colorado's common law marriage rules themselves and if they need to be updated to reflect the lived reality of same-sex couples. For instance, one criterion hinges on whether the couple has publicly represented themselves as married. But for many same-sex couples, that was and still can be a risky thing to do. Colorado is one of a dozen states that recognize common law marriages. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett has joined most Senate Democrats on a bill to change the names of military bases named for Confederate generals. The bill would give the Pentagon a year to find new names and to remove monuments, displays, and other items that honor the Confederacy. Grave markers would be the one exception. The question of renaming military bases has divided Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he'd be okay with it. President Trump opposes the idea. This is CPR News.